The Christmas budgeting sale is officially here. From Monday, November 13th through Sunday, November 19th, you can get 20% off of a financial strategy session. These sessions bring financial transformation in just 1 hour. A financial strategy session isn't just another way to budget, but a way to transform your life. In just one session, you will find yourself creating habits and setting in place small changes that will get you closer to sticking to your budget. And by continuing these sessions, you will find yourself shedding financial stress, sticking to your budget, and finding yourself able to focus on your family over your finances. Gone will be the fear of not being able to buy groceries for your family. Gone will be the fear of needing more income to live on one income. Gone will be the living paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that you have been stuck in. And you can get this amazing opportunity at 20% off during the Christmas budgeting sale by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. But that's not it. If you book a financial strategy session with me during the Christmas budgeting sale, you will have email and Voxer access to me for a whole week. This is your opportunity to get your questions answered that come up after the call and to get the accountability to support you through the hard transformational work. And with the Christmas budgeting sale, you will get a bonus clarity call with me. I'm not going to leave you hanging as we go through this week, creating your Christmas budget and not give you an opportunity to get some support in setting it up. On this 30-minute call, you will have the opportunity to get my assistance in setting up your Christmas budget or your Christmas spending plan so that you can enjoy the Christmas season, creating joyful memories instead of a stressful December. This amazing opportunity is only available from November 13th through Sunday, November 19th. Don't miss out on the Christmas budgeting sale where you get 20% off a financial strategy session plus a clarity call. Let's create your habits and systems together so that you can focus on your family over your finances. Again, you can get all of this by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. I'm going to say that again. That's calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. Or you can find the link in the show notes as well. Now, let's get started with day 4 on the Christmas budgeting series. Hey, hey, mama, welcome back to day 4 of the Christmas budgeting series. Can you believe that it's already day 4? Can you believe that we are over halfway through this series? I mean, I am super excited. I have had so much fun. I hope that you are having fun. I hope that this series has been eye-opening. I hope that it's helping you to create not just a financially successful Christmas, but also one that's focused more on the true meaning of Christmas and allowing you to set intentions for how you want the month to look like. I hope that you are able to create a stress-free season that brings you and your family joy and cultivates an atmosphere of love and giving instead of, you know, what the world wants us to focus on, which is receiving. You are no longer focusing on what you are going to get, but rather what you can give others that will be meaningful and impactful. So, if you have missed out on the last 3 days and you are just tuning into today, that is perfectly fine. But please make sure that you go back and that you listen to the past 3 episodes so that you too can set up your Christmas to be financially stress-free and go about the month of December the way that you want it to look like. So, as I said, today is day 4 of the Christmas budgeting series. And it's probably the day that you have been looking forward to the most. It's the day that we dive into all things income and how you are going to fund your Christmas budget. So go grab that hot chocolate and let's dive in. Alrighty. Okay. So this is the day that I am most excited for because I love diving in and finding all of the money that is like hidden in all of these places in your budget that you knew was there, but at the same time, it's like finding something new that you didn't know was there. And you're like, oh my gosh, all these possibilities of what I can do with all this money. And it makes me so excited. But sometimes it can get overwhelming because you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this money now? I actually have to put it somewhere. It can't just, you know, sit in the spot, which in this situation, it does have a location because it will go into your Christmas budget. But, you know, when you decide to cut down and try to live on less throughout the year, just to see where you have extra income that maybe you can put towards something else that's going to, you know, move the needle forward on your financial goals, it feels so good. It feels so exciting, all the possibilities that you can do with that. So I'm going to rein that in a little bit so that we don't go down a rabbit trail. But, you know, this can also be for the person that has maybe never done this before, a little bit challenging, because it does mean that you are living on less, as in your money's going to stay the same for your living costs, for your bills and everything. But where is it in your extra spending that you're going to cut back on? And if this is the first time you've done it, it can be a struggle and it can be something that you really don't want to. There can be a lot of resistance. And I just want to encourage you that it's possible. And yes, the first time you do it, it's probably going to be a little bit challenging because you want to use that money for whatever it is that you enjoy spending that money on. And cutting back for maybe a week might be easy, or you might be okay with, but doing it for a whole month, or maybe even if you start now, a month and a half, so that you have all this money that you can spend on for Christmas, then it's better for you because you're not having to use a credit card and having to pay that off throughout the year. So it may be a little bit more of a struggle, but it's something that when you do it and you achieve it, it feels so good. And once you practice it, you are able to put it into play later on, because it's not like you're cutting it out for good. You can add that money back into your spending and be able to have fun on it later on without, you know, hurting yourself. But if you do it once or twice here or there, you can really boost your financial goals and you can have money to spend on for Christmas without having to use a credit card or without having to struggle financially throughout the month of December. And those are the things that I don't want for you. I don't want you to have to struggle throughout the year at the expense of Christmas, because that's not what Christmas is about. Yes, Christmas is about spending and, or not spending, is about giving, but not at the expense of not being able to live. Yes, you want to be able to go out there and give to those in need. You want to be able to, you know, bring joy to your friends and your family, but you don't have to do that at the expense of you not being able to live that month or struggling throughout the rest of the next year because you spent so much on Christmas things that your credit card limit is now so high, or monthly payment is so high that you can't really afford it throughout the year. That's what we don't want. We don't want Christmas to cause a struggle throughout the year. So we are going to dive in now into, you know, where you can find more money in your budget and in other locations. So we are going to start with where to find more money in your budget. What can you do? How can you cut back to be able to, you know, fund your Christmas budget without stressing, without feeling like you are restricted, and still be able to enjoy your Christmas? So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to sit down and really look at your monthly expenses. Maybe you bring back your last month's statement, that's the word I'm looking for, so that you can see the things that you spend most, like throughout the month. What do you mostly spend your money on? What extra things can you cut out and not feel restricted? So maybe sometimes there are things you can do, like you know, maybe don't do Netflix for a month, or, you know, if you have a whole bunch of subscriptions, maybe putting a pause on them for 1 month so that you can have that extra money to buy a Christmas gift or something. And maybe, you know, there's the coffees that you might be able to cut back on, maybe make your own instead of buying from Starbucks, because that can get really expensive. There are so many other ways, like maybe instead of eating out all the time, you eat more at the house. You know, you pack your lunches, you pack your dinners if you're going out at the end of the day. There are so many things you can do, and you can still make them festive. You can still make them fun. You can still have great meals without having to stress over the fact that you might have to spend money on them. And, you know, it's not a struggle to cut these out. Well, I say that for me because I've been practicing a lot. However, at the beginning, and especially for my husband, so I see this all the time. Me, I'm a saver. So it doesn't hurt me to hold back and not have to spend or want to spend money on these things. However, for my husband, he loves his food. He loves going out to eat as a family. He loves being able to buy, you know, something out on the road if he's hungry, instead of having to worry about packing it and forgetting it and all this stuff, which, yes, it does become a little bit of a nuisance sometimes. But, you know, think of all that money that you're saving, plus think of all the health benefits of taking your own meals and stuff like that. So if you really just think about it, and it's not like I'm telling you to do this for the entire year or to break up with spending 100%, because I know that's not possible. And for those of you that enjoy spending money, that are the spender instead of the saver in the family, I don't want you to feel restricted. I don't want you to feel like you have to cut everything out in order to live on one income, in order to find money in your budget to have money for Christmas. I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to feel like you're able to do both, like you are thriving, like you are able to have the life that you want to live. And so just practicing here, and maybe it's not everything. There's a lot of things that you could cut out, I'm sure. There's lots of things that I've been able to cut out, and I could cut out more, but I know that if I do, it's going to affect my husband's, I don't really want to say mental health. However, when you feel restricted, when you feel like you can't do with your money what you want to, and it's your money that you are making, and you can't spend it on the things that you want to spend it on, it does kind of tend to be your mental health that goes down the drain, because you start getting stressed, you start getting irritable, you start getting cranky, and we don't want that. I don't want that. I want you to be able to enjoy your time. So maybe there's just a few things here and there that you can cut out or cut back on. Maybe don't cut it out completely. Maybe just cut back on it. So instead of having, maybe you have Netflix, you have Hulu, and you have, I don't know, PureFlix, is that something? I don't really know a whole lot of TV subscriptions. So maybe instead of cutting them all out, you just pick the one that you enjoy the most, and you cut the other two out for the month of December. And then you still have your TV that you can watch, or your subscriptions, you know, for TV. It's essentially the same thing, just said differently. But you still have that without having to have the whole experience, without having to have all of the options. You can just go with one option for this month. And maybe instead of cutting out every single day you have coffee, maybe just cut out, you know, go down to 3 days a week, or go down to one time a week, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you are okay with, without it starting to make you feel stressed, without it starting to really affect you. And maybe you can go, well, this week I won't have any, and this week I will have all the coffee I want, and this week I won't have any, you know, and just do a rotation. Do whatever is comfortable to you, whatever you think that you are able to do without it affecting your your mentality without getting stressed over it. So just try it 1 week, and then if you don't like it, change it up. There, you can go back to the drawing board and play with things a little bit more. And there's so many more options out there than just these three things that I've mentioned, you know, the eating out, the coffee, the subscriptions, but those are the most common, so that's why I'm saying those. But whatever in your budget that is extra spending that you can maybe throw into your Christmas budget is going to help you out. Now, I do want to say that if you don't have a whole lot of money, like if you haven't been saving up for Christmas and you normally rely on your credit cards and you're like, well, all I have is maybe an extra $500 this month. Well, guess what? You can have Christmas on $500. I've done it. Now, no, the gifts weren't the most outrageously expensive. And personally, I don't like to buy expensive gifts because if somebody doesn't like it, then it just gets tossed out and that's wasted money in my eyes. However, you can still make really impactful, really memorable gifts that aren't expensive, that maybe are more practical, are more useful in what the person needs instead of what they want. And then you can still like have a great Christmas, one that is enjoyable and memorable because the gifts weren't thrown out. They weren't just tossed to the wayward side because your kids played with them for like 5 minutes. So you can still have a great Christmas and be able to really put that money where it needs to go on $500. Like I said, I've done it. I did it with my husband when we first got together because we didn't know about saving money and we never thought about the fact that it was going to be a lot of money because we'd never hosted it ourselves, right? So figuring out how to make it work is what we did. And so it's quite possible, even if you have a large family, to have a great Christmas on that much money, because trust me, at that time I was like getting gifts for everyone and anybody that I could think of, even if I didn't necessarily need to do it. So, you know, there are some great ideas, which I'm going to go more into ideas tomorrow and the kinds of gifts that you can do. But for instance, if you want to cut back on your kids, you know, there are some great things out there where you just get them like 4 gifts or something. And you'd have to look it up to really know what it's called, but they're themed. So it's like something to wear, something to read, something they want and something they need or something like that. Sometimes there are just 3 of them, or you can add something to eat in there. I mean, there are so many different ways of doing it, and those are going to be just as impactful. And remember, if you have small children, they don't care how expensive a gift is. They don't really care about the gift in general. Like, I've seen these things where kids are super excited about a banana. I mean, the smallest things can make a child happy and grateful, and maybe even implementing that now, like starting at a young age, implementing the gift of gratitude and how you can be excited and happy about even the smallest of gifts from those you love, because money isn't the answer and money isn't the thing that's going to bring us joy. So if somebody brings us a gift that is like 10 bucks, then we should be happy and grateful for it. And the thought that went into it and everything just to try to figure out what to get for you, especially on a small budget, because when you don't have a large budget, there is a lot more thought that goes into the gift because you have to figure out something that they would like, something that they maybe need on a smaller budget. So there's more thought that goes into it. Okay, so what my goal is for this episode is to get you away from, you know, using those credit cards and struggling throughout the year because you're using your living expense, or the month, because you're using those living expenses that you need in order to, you know, pay your bills, in order to buy your groceries and everything that you need in order to live through the month. So I'm hoping that you are able to take what you are learning here in your budget, like the cuts that you can make just for the month. Remember, maybe 6 weeks if you start now, so that you can really have, you know, as much money as you want in your budget that your budget can afford for your Christmas budget, and still make an impactful, still make a joyful one. You know, create traditions that aren't based off of money. Create traditions that are going to, you know, really help you to lean into gratitude, lean into the true meaning of Christmas, lean into the good things about Christmas, and not the marketing of Christmas, not what the world wants us to be focusing on, which is spending, spending, spending. And that's not what I want you to focus on. So I want you to really, really take this section when you sit down and you look at your budget and really just think about, go back to yesterday's episode, and really look at what it is that you want your Christmas to look like, what you want it to feel like. And then when you sit down to look at your budget, allow that to impact your decisions on how you want to cut costs. And like I said, if this is your first time doing it, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a fight inside of you to let go of some of that money so it can go somewhere else. I know that it's a struggle. I watch my husband do it. I watch myself do it. No, I'm not big on spending. However, I love to save. So when I am saving up or cutting these costs instead of putting it into the savings account and I'm using it on spending something, you know, I still have that struggle to actually use that money. So it's a little bit backwards, but we still both have those same feelings that we have to deal with, those same struggles and thoughts that creep into our minds. It's just in a different way. Okay, so if you have more questions on that or maybe want a little bit of help figuring out where you can cut those costs so that you can find more income to put into your Christmas budget, go grab a free clarity call because that's what it's there for. And while you're at it, you might as well grab a financial strategy session so that you can really get this hammered out and figure it out, you know, how your Christmas can be, you know, less stressful financially, and then go throughout the year less stressful. So definitely go grab one of those. Alrighty, so moving on from finding money in your budget, money that you already have coming in, I want to bring up the next thing that you can do, which is to bring in more money. So you can do this through a side hustle. You can do this through, they have seasonal jobs. You can even sell some of your things. Something that I have that I've learned that I no longer like that I could sell right now would be my air fryer, because I've learned that I don't really enjoy cleaning it. I don't enjoy the way it makes my house smell, the process of cooking in it. I like the quick and easiness of it, but the cleanup after it is not fun, and it's more tedious than the process of actually using it and then instead using my oven or the grill, you know. So I could sell that. There are many other things that you can sell that are in your house. Maybe you have a whole bunch of clothes that you could get rid of that you don't need, which, again, when it comes to selling things, you have your emotions that are in play, your emotions that you're like, no, I don't want to get rid of that. It's kind of like attachment issues, right, to our things. And sometimes we have to break that just so that we can really know what it is that is a priority in our lives and break those chains that are keeping us from figuring out what we truly want to focus on, right? So selling some things can be a struggle, but I'm sure there's lots of things in your home that you can probably get rid of. So that also brings up a point that when you are creating your Christmas budget and the amount that you have, going back to the $500, think about the gifts that you want to give. Like, do you want your house cluttered with all this junk that is just something that you bought because it's Christmas and now you're like, oh my gosh, where am I going to put this? And I don't even like this. Don't buy those things. If you don't know what you actually need and if you don't want your house to be cluttered with stuff that is just stuff from Christmas that doesn't mean anything. That's a toy that maybe your kid played with for 5 minutes and now they have no care in the world for it. Don't waste your money on that. If you have things in your house that you can sell, then you probably could stop buying those things. Now, I know that's another episode for another topic for another episode. However, it's just a thought that I wanted to put inside your brain so that when you go to actually buy your gifts, you are thinking about that and it'll help you decide how much money you put towards gifts too. So, some other ways you can bring in more income is, I know that, like I said, there's seasonal jobs. I don't have an exact list of things that you can search for exactly, but I do know that there are seasonal jobs like delivering mail. I think that they have some where they need help during this time because it is crazy. So you could probably get a part-time side hustle helping deliver packages or mail or something for like the UPS store or maybe even the US Postal Service. I don't know. Don't quote me on this, but I think there are things out there like that. You could pick up a side hustle for like an MLM, which is like Epicure or Mary Kay or, you know, those kind of things where you can sell the product. Lip Scents, I think, is one too. You know what I'm talking about. Us Books, I think, is one. But you could maybe do that for a short amount of time. However, for the short amount of time you're going to do it for just your Christmas budget, I'm not sure if I would really put a whole lot of effort into that because the startup cost might be a little bit more than the actual money that you end up bringing in. But again, I'm not in that, so I'm not sure. It's just something that you could look into. You could get a part-time job that's not seasonal for a short amount of time. Maybe go work at your local grocery store or your local gas station. See if they need help during this time of year so that maybe some of their workers can have time off for their Christmas things that are going on. You could maybe go around your neighborhood and help with like snow removal or cleaning up their yard as the leaves are falling. Just helping really be like somebody that helps around their house. I don't really know what to call it, like a handyman or something. But, you know, that brings up another point. If there is something that you are good at, if you are good at, like, say, managing something or, say, creating hats, you could crochet something, sell the things that you make, you know. Maybe you are making a whole bunch of gifts for Christmas that are crocheted or knitted or something of that sort. Maybe you're making signs. Well, maybe instead of just making one, you duplicate it and make like five and then sell some of those. And then you can, you know, get some more income back for that. You know, there are so many things out there. You just have to use your imagination and you have to decide how much time you have, how much money you are going to bring in. Because if it means you need childcare for your children, can it also afford that? Or is it going to even be worth your time and money to do it? Do you have to drive a really long distance to get to that location? Is it going to be worth the money cost of driving there? So before you decide on what it is that you're going to do, definitely make sure that you are thinking about the other side of it and whether you are going to hurt yourself or actually help yourself. Okay, so now moving on to point number three, and this is not something that you can do per se right now, but it's something that I want you to start in either January or ideally you would have it already saved up by November, so you would start again in December. But start a Christmas sinking fund. Figure out how much money you want to spend or you can spend based off of how much you can put into a savings account and start saving monthly. Start saving every paycheck so that you have that money and you don't have to do the first and second points that I talked about today. You don't have to cut things back in your expenses. You can if you want. If you want a little extra money that month, just to play with or something, maybe there's an activity you'd like to do. So you're like, hey, let's cut back this month or maybe just a couple weeks so that I can have a little bit of extra money to spend on that. And then you don't have to worry about like bringing in more money on the side. You don't have to worry about getting another job. You don't have to worry about selling things and all that kind of stuff because you have already saved up for it throughout the year. That is what I want you to focus on, because if you start doing that, if you are able to pay for your Christmas throughout the year, you don't have to worry about the credit card. So instead of using a credit card and then paying for it monthly afterwards with interest, you don't have to do that. You are saving money by putting money aside into a savings account each month because you're not paying for money. That's what I think interest is. Interest is essentially paying for money. I don't want to pay for money. My husband brings in money and I don't want to have to pay for using somebody else's money. That's not fun to me. It's not something that I want to think about. And sometimes, especially with credit cards, those interest rates are extremely high. They can be as high as like 20%. And that's not something that I want. I mean, when I go to get a car loan, I struggle with a 7% interest rate, let alone a 20% interest rate. So I do not like to have credit cards for that reason, and I can save myself from spending all of that interest by, you know, making myself my own savings account and paying myself monthly throughout the year. So I'm paying myself in advance instead of behind. And then I don't have to worry about the interest. I don't have to worry about not having money for Christmas. It's all there. It's all saved. And it's stress-free. And it's just so much easier. So then all I have to do is take that money that I've saved up and create a budget out of that. And again, like I said, if I want a little bit of extra money, I can cut costs in my budget or I don't have to. And it's just so much easier on yourself. And I know you can't really do that right now, because you're trying to figure out where this Christmas's money is coming from. But starting in January, start saving up money. Figure out the total amount that you want and then divide it by, I'm going to say 11 months so that you can start next year in January. And divide it by 11 months so that you can start that money being saved up for the next year. And you don't have to stress about where that money's coming from. You will know that you have the money to spend on Christmas things. And then, you know, if you spot something while you're out and about throughout the year that you're like, oh, that person would love that for Christmas, go ahead and buy it and then put it someplace safe. Don't forget about it. You know, maybe make a note or something somewhere so that you know you have it. But you can do that, and it just makes it so much easier on you and less stressful. So I hope that today's episode has opened your eyes to the possibilities of what can come next year and the possibilities of how much money you might be able to, you know, cut back on the extra expenses that you do throughout the month so that you can find money in the income that's already coming in. And then you can also, if you need more, find money through a side hustle or through selling some things. There are so many options out there. So if you have more questions, come over to the free Facebook group. Let me help you. Let me support you through this and really get through the struggling of, you know, not wanting to cut through the emotional ties that we have to our money and the things that we buy each and every month. So definitely come over to the Facebook group. That is at bit.ly/the One Income Family Community. And I will see you tomorrow on day 5. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.